Hello, everybody. This is your host, Clint Locklear, with Rant of a Free Trapper. And we're going to talk about a nation of laws. I got an email. It's not the first email. I understand why people get upset with me sometimes when I talk about we are no longer a nation of laws. Because there's a lot that goes into me saying that. It's not just a flippant postmodern type way of looking at it. It's just looking at the actual landscape in America today. And there's some huge, huge ramifications for that. Because the natural state of man, which is the uncivilized versus the civilized, like Tim said, I loved his thing on his radio show probably about a month ago, where he talked about the civilized are always eaten by the uncivilized. Because they can't believe that someone would be that uncivilized. And all of a sudden then they find themselves in a situation they're not prepared for. And the uncivilized thrive off people believing that they're in a civilization when the uncivilized know that they're not. I mean, it's not the way he said it, but it's the way I took it. And I thought that was an ingenious way of looking at it. The natural state of man, if you go back all the way, back right before the Reformation in England, where people actually thought that they had individual rights, which was a new thing in history, Foucault was one of the modern, postmodern of the day that a lot of people still talk about today. He's always talking about the natural state of man. And when you go into the natural state of man, it's completely individual, it's completely hedonistic, not in a, bad religious hedonistic, but just in it's short term, it's all about pleasure, it's all about right now, and there is no consequences because nothing's really real, so there should be no guilt on whatever you do to anybody else. Now, if you live on an island by yourself, there's nothing wrong with that. If you're going to live with other people, it's not okay to steal stuff and rape people and beat people because you get upset and run them off the road because they're going too slow. And come take their property just because you want it and walk up to them in a restaurant and take their food because you're bigger and stronger and faster than they are. That's not the way a civilization works. And part of the reason a civilization needs to have a society that understands what the rules are so that doesn't happen. And the farther you get away from a nation of laws where you start going to a nation of individuals, where their place in the world is almost like kings, queens, and dukes, and Catholic priests, and all that from the old days, all the other people that have agreed to be civilized don't start seeing that much of a reason to be civilized, and it gets very chaotic and it gets very ugly. So I'm going to give some examples of why I say we are no longer a nation of laws. Before I get into that, I want to thank our sponsor, Funky Trap Tags and Supplies. Alan is a great guy. He sponsors The Rant. He's also a sponsor on Trapping Radio. He's a member of the Ferd Brigade. I mean, he's one of the gang. He is definitely one of the gang. And he's honest. He's reputable. He's got good prices. He's all over Amazon, Bonanza, Walmart, eBay. Has his own websites. He goes to shows. Great, great guy. And I really appreciate him being a sponsor. So if you're going to buy something, give people that help you on things that you enjoy, give them a shot. To me, that's just, that's just being a decent person that takes in content from other places. Because without him, there wouldn't be a whole lot of reason for me to take time every week to do this. If you enjoy it, give him a shot at your business because you'll find out that he's a good guy to do business with. Now, I want to talk about this thing because I've had over the last 2 years, I've had several of these emails and PMs on Facebook and stuff like that. And I understand it makes people very nervous when they hear that we are no longer a nation of laws and they want to fight back against that. And I totally get it. I want to be a nation of laws. I absolutely want it to be a nation of laws. Because you take out personalities, you take out friendships, you take out obligations, you take out the amount of money someone has. Everybody is equal at that point as long as it's a nation of laws. Now, see, an easy one to pick on would be Hillary and Bill Clinton. Both of them should be in jumpsuits. One is without a doubt a sexual offender. The other one is a female abuser because she destroys everybody that her husband sexually abuses. They funnel money, which has been shown over and over and over again through the Clinton Foundation, and nothing ever happens to them because they're part of the political elite. See, in a nation of laws, that wouldn't be that way. Because whether I funnel money or the Clinton funnels money or you funnel money, it wouldn't make any difference in a nation of laws because it's just what it is. It's the law. Everybody kind of understands what it is, and everybody knows that if you want to take a chance on breaking that law, you have repercussions. And as long as that happens, you have people that don't try to justify every reason why it's okay to abuse other people in certain ways, whether it's physically, financially, governmentally, politically, all those different things. You have a structure that works. Now, I'm not the biggest fan of total civilization. You know, we as people in the third, in the Western world, we're not from the third world. We have a lot more structure that gets very frustrating. But what it does, it allows me to not worry, as I sit in my house today, not worrying about just the local politician coming down here and kicking me out of my house and taking my stuff. Or tomorrow, if somebody does that, then I can probably get my stuff back because we're going to go to court because of the laws and we can take care of that. Someone walks up to you and just smacks you right in the head, you have a right to defend yourself regardless of the title or the influence that that person has. So if President Trump was to walk up to you and just slap you right in the mouth and you slapped him back, according to a nation of laws, that's self-defense, even though he's president. It makes no difference. The Secret Service may have a different view for a few minutes, but when it's all said and done, it would be a, you know, just basically what the laws say. And that makes a secure, safe, level-headed, and a society where progress can be made. Where you have the uncivilized ruling everything, everybody's thinking that it's getting more civilized, progress stops, economics stops, safety stops. You got to start acting more like you're in the apocalypse than you do in a civilized world. And it's just chaos. Absolutely chaos. And I've got some examples that I want to talk about very shortly. It's probably a shorter rant today. But I want to go cover this. And then Travis, bless his heart, is out there right now. It's pretty chilly outside, and he's, I think this is the 14th gallon of the hammer he's bottling up, and that's just rough. So I'm going to get out there, and I've got to start doing some other stuff. And just when you're being that miserable as Travis is, just having someone else close, you can kind of bitch out a little bit and talk about how rough it is. It just makes things interesting. So I want to get back out there and get to that. How many of you heard of Jeffrey Epstein? Epstein. He is a billionaire. He is very politically connected between Democrats and Republicans. So this is not a thing against Republicans or Democrats. And he lives in Florida. Now, he's very well connected. He has lots of money. Now, see, in a nation of laws, it makes no difference if Jeffrey Epstein has money or knows politicians or doesn't know politicians. Because a nation of laws is based off the individual has individual rights. And somebody else's, because of influence, does not trump those rights no matter what. Now, what I'm getting ready to tell you is a true story. As true as the FBI and local investigators can figure it out to this point. There's probably going to be a book written on this somewhere down the road. And I want to show you why we are not a nation of laws. See, originally, when you see the statue that holds the justice scales and the lady is blindfolded, It used to be, because of the nation of laws, it didn't matter who was being judged, it would be equally treated. That was the pretense. That's why you see that on all the movies and stuff like that. That's why she is blindfolded, because it doesn't matter who's standing in front of her. But see, that's not the case anymore. The reason she's blindfolded now is because it doesn't matter who's standing in front of her. It's just who can put more money on the scale and they win. See, that's not a nation of laws. Jeffrey Epstein. And all this happened all these many centuries ago in America in the middle 2000s. Not 18, not 17 something, a decade ago. It's an amazing story that you probably will have to take a shower when I get done with this. But it's about a guy that had a thing for young girls. And so how this started, this story at the beginning, is he found a 15-year-old girl that really needed money and paid her $200 to get a massage. And then after a couple of days of that, he got bored and he'd pay her some more money, where all of a sudden she would start doing sexual acts with him. Now, she's underage. Keep that in mind. This is a grown man, billionaire, that's paying a 14, 15-year-old girl at this time to do sexual acts. Well, he gets bored. So, he wants variety. Being a businessman, he comes up with a scheme. So, instead of going out and recruiting another 14, 15, 16-year-old girl that he can have sexual relationship with, he builds a pyramid scheme for the girls that are on the ground floor, the first ones that, you know, he's pretty much having his way with, minors. And it's a pyramid scheme where they go out, they find other girls that are in desperate need of money, bad, you know, homes, that probably don't have any type of family life. A lot of them are probably on the street, and these children recruit other children. And if they bring the girls into the fold, per se, and they perform up to the standards that Mr. Epstein wants them to, they get a residual income, like mailbox money, kind of like a pyramid scheme, when those girls stay in the pyramid. And then those girls get trained on how to go get other girls, bring them into the fold, per se, and then the original girl gets a amount of money, and the new girl gets an amount of money, and then the new girl that comes in gets trained, and she go gets amount of money. And it's like a revolving door of 13 to 16-year-old girls that are basically, in their own words, sex slaves. Whatever he can conjure up, they perform, because they get money, plus they get the residual money. Now, one of them talked. Police started looking into the matter. Everybody know who Jeffrey Epstein was. They started looking into the matter. One girl led to the other girl, and they realized they had something that was really big. By the time the police found out about this pyramid scheme of underage sex slaves, these girls were starting to be loaned out to other businessmen and other political leaders. It was thought that he had an island where you could just go and just tear up every little 13 to 16-year-old girl you wanted to, as kind of like a perk to being his friend. Think about how sick that is. They had them on airplanes so no one would get bored while they're flying around. And he started prostituting out his sex slaves, not for money from what anybody could gather, but for perks. Kind of like if you had a hunting lease and you're going to let somebody come hunt that's a new client, that you want to, you know, stay in their graces. And Bill Clinton has known to be on many of the airplanes and go to the island. President Trump has also been known to be on these airplanes. There's no evidence that Clinton nor Trump had sexual relations with the young girls. Trump, I don't, you know, you can kind of go, I don't know. Clinton, it's in his normal pattern of the way he's lived his life since he's been a governor of Arkansas. So, don't know, but I mean, you can only imagine. So the police start looking into it. And they're getting all of this evidence. And lo and behold, the local prosecutors come up with an agreement, which I don't quite understand how all this works, where they would not prosecute him if he would agree to 13 months in jail. The local law enforcement figured out that the local prosecutors are making these deals with this billionaire, which I really hope that people started looking at offshore accounts and new cars and new houses of these people. So they went to the FBI. And the FBI got involved. And they uncovered more and more stuff. Well, I mean, what they were finding out with, well, the girls were, you know, like being forced into bondage. They were being like 50 Shades of Grey, but with little girls. And you get, they're just manipulating these girls. They are paying them, but they're little. Think of a 13-year-old girl. The FBI tries to prosecute. Now, because of the local prosecutor, which probably now lives in the Bahamas, or will be when he retires in a great big old mansion somewhere, he already did this deal with Jeffrey Epstein that he wouldn't be prosecuted, but he had to serve 13 months in jail. And the FBI, because of this agreement, could not prosecute because that was the agreement and it would be double jeopardy or something like that. Like I said, I'm not saying I understand how that works. I don't know how that works. Think about what the man did. They know of over 100 statutory rape cases from this one man. No telling how many statutory rape cases with other friends and the young girls. And a statutory rape is not like it's a one-time thing because he had some of these girls for a year or more. So it would be hundreds of statutory rapes times hundreds of girls. The prostitution part, everything. Now I want you to think about what happens if you're above 18 years old and you get caught with a 13-year-old girl. Is there any doubt in your mind what's going to happen? I mean, I don't think kids today even realize what this means. Because the little 13-year-old girl, that all of a sudden there's a 17-year-old boy and they get to talking, and the boy talks her into sending some naked selfies, that's on his phone, and all of a sudden he sends it to some friends, and now all of a sudden, according to the law, you're in a child pornography ring because you're disseminating images of a 13-year-old girl that sent you the picture and you showed it to somebody else. There's not a lot of wiggle room when it comes to screwing young girls, nor should there be. So if me or you got in that situation, we both know that we're going to be going to jail in a heartbeat. If we do get out, we're going to be sexual offenders, and I don't know what you're going to do for a job at that point. You're going to have all kind of fines. Your life's going to be run. If you have a family, do you think your wife's really going to stick around knowing that you've been out there having your way with little girls? But if you're a billionaire in Florida, you can have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of witnesses that are saying that you've statutory raped little girls, and you get 13 months of voluntary prison. Hey, oh, it gets better. It gets better. Without being prosecuted. Now, the interesting thing about all these deals that were worked out, now this is where And see, this is not as much of an isolated case as people want it to make it out to be. They gave Jeffrey a whole wing of a prison. He had his own security, his own chefs, got to decorate. All the little things of life were in his prison cell. Every day he got to go to work because he was an important businessman and spend 12 hours a day at his office. Is that going to happen to the average Joe that gets caught screwing around with a 13-year-old girl? Don't think so. In this agreement, every day at lunch, he's allowed to go eat lunch at the public park. Why? Because we're not a nation of laws. We're just not. Any normal person that got caught doing that, they would be like the mass psychopathic young girl rapist of the century. How he recruited them would be all over the news. How he got them to recruit other girls would be all over the news. They would be trying to find girls that got out and they would want their stories. Have you really heard that much about this? No. Because we're not a nation of laws. Because a lot of the people that run the news organizations are his buddies. A lot of the politicians owe him favors. The average Joe that get caught doing the same thing, oh, he's just screwed. Now, I want to give you some other examples to show the complete opposite of this. And this was a quick Google search I did this morning. Bernard Noble. He's a 49-year-old man. He's got two daughters, had a good job, got caught with two joints. 13 years in prison. Jeffrey can rape hundreds of girls hundreds of times and get 13 months without prosecution. Weldon. Man, I should have did a better time of talking. I think it's Angelus from Utah. Had two dime bags while he was carrying a pistol because it was legal to carry a pistol. 55 years. Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I don't know what a dime bag means. I can only assume it's a tenth of an ounce because a dime. I'm assuming that it's more than a dime's worth. I've never bought pot. Don't even know where to buy pot. Don't care if you smoke pot. Don't care if somebody else does. But because he had a pistol in Utah, which everybody carries out there, 55 years. If you get caught with tax evasion, gentlemen and ladies, it's 35 years in prison. Or you can go rape, if you're the right person, hundreds of 13 to 16-year-old girls and get 13 months in a palace, get to go to work and eat lunch in the park. The average of being caught nationwide with a gun without a gun permit is 2 years. One of the first things I pulled up on Google was a guy that has been in jail for 14 years because he cannot pay the alimony. Now, when I looked into the story, he used to be a rich lawyer that is no longer a rich lawyer. But his alimony to his wife is based off when they were making $2.5 million a year. And since he no longer makes $2.5 million a year, he's been in jail for 14 years. Because he can't pay the alimony payment, so he's in contempt of court. Gentleman got caught poaching a deer, an elk, not a deer, at Yellowstone. He got a 20-year sentence. Or if you're the right person, you can rape little bitty girls over and over again and get 13 months in a palace. I just typed in crazy things people are in prison for years. First thing that popped up, Timothy Jackson. He's in Louisiana. He's got 14 years in Angola. Now, I've never been to prison. I do a lot of reading. One of my favorite authors of all times is James Lee Burke. He's from Louisiana. He goes into a lot of the history in his fictional books about Angola. Probably one of the worst prisons in the country. This guy stole a $159 jacket. Has been in Angola for 14 years. Let all that sink in, guys. 14 years for a jacket. 20 years for shooting an elk. 13 years for two joints. 55 years for two dime bags while you have a pistol. 3 to 5 years for tax evasion. 2 years for not having a gun permit. 14 years for not having the money to pay alimony. So when I say we're not a nation of laws, and if you disagree with me, please explain that to me with logic. Not wishful thinking, not wanting it to be a certain way, not thinking it should be a certain way, but the world we live in today. See, this is just one example, just like Clinton, which I could go on and on and on about different people that should be in jail for doing horrendous things. But if you have the right name with the right bank account and the right political connections, it doesn't matter because you're going to get a slap on the wrist. Everybody else, get the jumpsuit on because you're going to have a miserable life for a long time. That is not the way it's supposed to be in a nation of laws. I don't see how Jeffrey Epstein is not in prison for multiple years or multiple lifetime sentences without parole. That's the reason, guys, I say we're not a nation of laws. I think it's sad. I think it's gonna eventually cause a very bad chain reaction the way people start looking at anything to do with the law. Because why in the world, if it's not going to be fair, do you care what the law is? Something to think about. That's the reason I say it.